Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and today we look ahead, as we always do, to the readings for this Sunday, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We've been speaking a lot this week about faith, about relying on God, about drawing Him into the daily circumstances of our lives, asking Him to help us. And sometimes, not often, but sometimes we actually see little miracles, as I talked about this week. But if we persevere in that, brothers and sisters, if we persevere in speaking to God, if we persevere in asking for His help, if we persevere in reverencing His name, if we persevere above all the praise we can give Him by believing Him, then our faith will grow. And it's out of that seedbed of faith that God can work, honestly, He can work miracles. So let's open our hearts even more to grow in faith, to grow in hope, to grow in love. It's the work of the Holy Spirit given to us to bring us into union with the Father and the Son. And He will use us in all kinds of ways to bring many people with us. The opening prayer for this Sunday's Mass: O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters. You notice through this week we were speaking primarily to Christ. Obviously, we speak to all three persons in one God, obviously, but I'm just making a distinction. We spoke a number of times this week of the saving power of Jesus. He won for us an inheritance. We've spoken about that. Today's prayer is directed to the Father, whom Jesus so loved. I do only what the Father tells me, so that the world may know I love the Father. That's the secret right there. When we unite ourselves in obedience with Jesus before the face of the Father, God can do amazing things in us and through us for the salvation of others. He really can. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Make that prayer your own this weekend. Pray that prayer. Make it personal. That I who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Pray that for yourself. Then pray it for your family. Pray it for those with whom you relate in any way. Pray it for yourself and all of them. The first reading for this Sunday is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 4 to 7. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, He comes to save you. Don't be afraid. Be strong. He comes with vindication. He comes with divine recompense. He comes to save you. That's how God comes to you. That's His desire. Are you willing to receive? Are you willing to cooperate? Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. Springs of water. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to drink of the living fountain of salvation, and then be able to show others how to find that same fountain of living water, that we may not die of thirst. He wants to open our eyes that many times are blind to His work and to His presence, And as he opens our eyes, he wants to work through us to open the eyes of others. Do you believe that? It is his desire that the burning sands will become pools and the thirsty ground springs of water. There are all kinds of deserts, brothers and sisters. There are the physical deserts, but there are the deserts of the mind, the deserts of the heart, deserts of the spirit. There's deafness in many ways, blindness in many ways. Brothers and sisters, God wants to set us free. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground can become springs of water in your life and in the lives of others if you open yourself to grow in faith. It's a gift, but we have to cultivate it. We have to encourage it. We have to protect it. Psalm 146, praise the Lord, my soul. The God of Jacob keeps faith forever. Secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow the Lord sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. Ultimately, he will thwart it, even if it seems that evil wins. It doesn't eternally, brothers and sisters. Don't lose faith when everything seems to go against you. Don't lose faith. Persevere. Ask God daily, increase my faith. And he will. This is real. This is true. The gift of faith is infinitely precious. A letter of James, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, don't discriminate. Don't draw some people to God with you and leave others out. Don't do that. If a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes and say, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there, or sit at my feet, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? He did, brothers and sisters. He so often spent his time with the poor and the weak and the blind and the lame, whether that's physically or spiritually. He spent time with them, those who had nothing and knew they had nothing. Because they were more open to hearing the gospel. When we've got things that we rely on, we think we can take care of ourselves here, there, and everywhere, we don't really listen to what God wants to give us because we're satisfied where we are. The poor are not. They know they're in need. They beg, and God hears them. May we be poor in spirit, acknowledging that all the good that comes to me ultimately comes from God, not from me, or not from those avenues I have to draw on. Ultimately, God is the source of all that is good. When we in faith believe that, there will be a great change in your relationship. From Mark chapter 7, verses 31 to 37, again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned. And he said to him, Ephrathah, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. Because why does he do that? He doesn't want to be known. He wants to, in a certain way, in our terms, he wants to stay under the radar as much as possible. He doesn't want to confront yet all the scribes and Pharisees because he knows what lays ahead for him. And he wants as much time with the people as he can get. So he ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, he's done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Brothers and sisters, look at that passage spiritually too. Not just that God healed the physical problems, the physical deafness, but that deafness had led to the fact that he could not speak. He had a speech impediment. So he was deaf and he had a speech impediment, which pretty much isolated him. Think about it. If you're deaf and you don't have all that we have today to help the deaf, even with those aids, there's still a battle to be fought. And here's this man who is deaf, and he has a speech impediment, which makes it difficult for people to understand him. And sometimes when he speaks, he's interrupting people because he can't hear that someone else is speaking, and they end up ignoring him. Deafness, blindness, those things can lead us, but especially deafness, to a certain isolation. Because when we speak, we reveal who we are. And when we can listen, we learn to know who others are. And that draws us into a community of sorts. We come to know and love and trust certain people because we've listened to them, because they've listened to us. And when someone is deaf and dumb, they're isolated. They're really isolated. Well, brothers and sisters, there's a spiritual analogy here that a lot of us are deaf and dumb too. A lot of us simply speak out of what we've heard the world tell us. And we're deaf, that is, we turn a deaf ear. We refuse to listen to what God speaks to us and to what God teaches us through Scripture, what he teaches us through the church. In many ways, we're deaf and dumb too, because what we speak is not life-giving. We're not using the power of speech to bring life-giving truth and love and joy and happiness and wisdom and courage and strength. We're not using our gifts the way God intended that they be used. We too, in some ways, are deaf and dumb. We need to ask God, if you were present when I'm talking in a normal day, would my speech draw people closer to you? What do you say, Lord, about my speech? And what do you say, Lord, about my deafness when I don't want to hear you and I don't want to listen to you and I turn away from you or I reject you? Or I say, well, I'll believe this, but I won't believe that. If I pick and choose, Lord, what do you want to say to me about my deafness and about my dumbness? Those are things we really want to ask the Lord, that we may walk with him so that our ears may be truly open and our speech may reflect the love that we have for you. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.